asleep before Frogmas went all through the town. Not a creature was stirring except for a certain otter clown. Jeeves's stockings were stuck to his walls with care, in hopes that Olivia soon would be there. And Morgan was nestled all snug in his bed, while visions of vampires danced in his head. And Lily in her kerchief and Miranda in her lap had just settled down for a much needed nap. When out at the dam there rose such a clatter, Amy sprang from Zahn's bed to see what was the matter. Away to the catwalk she flew like a flash, her halberd was drawn and ready to slash. And Gunther was there with his mechanical bow, drawing a bead on the figures below. For down on the ground, causing his anger to swell, was Olivia's wagon and Pretzel Al as well. With a familiar driver so lively and quick, Emmett Ogden, the lovable hick. More rapid than Lappy's minions they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Ducky, now Midge, now Silas and Nene. On Clover, on Parsley, on Pepper and BB. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the treetops the minions they flew, with bags full of frogs and some fishes too. And then in a twinkling Zahn heard on the roof the prancing and pouring of each little goof. As he drew in his hand and was turning around through the open door, Emmett came with a bound, a bundle of loot he had flung on his back. And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his inebriated mouth was drawn up in a grin, and some powerful scumble dampened his chin. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave Zahn to know he had everything to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and put frogs in the bed and fish on the floor. Then lickety-split, he was out of the door. He sprang to the wagon, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down off a thistle. But all heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Frogmas to all and to all a damp night."